Tower, CBA Mobile.
So, good morning, Dave. This is Enzer OTR.
Well, good morning, Tom. Hope you're doing well today, KB4 CPA.
A whole lot better, but you sound a little bit better as far as your spirit goes. I'm just sitting here bouncing back between American Pickers and in the heat of the night, finishing up my breakfast.
Yeah, I used to watch that show, especially when it first came out. It was a really good show. I always enjoyed it.
A lot of this trash they got nowadays, game shows and stuff that us old folks don't care for. It's got meaning to it, character, I guess you'd say. Well, we got 55 degrees. 5 to 11 out of the northeast, and it feels like 49. I haven't stuck my head out yet. I'm going to go downstairs, move the car upstairs, and then I'm going to sharpen all of Bernice's knives.
Her surgery's this month, isn't it?
A new hip put in on the 18th of December. She's standing over here right now. What are you cutting up, Mom? A grapefruit or something? Oh, whatever's there. She just got done making coleslaw, and she's going to make barbecued sandwiches out of the leftover ribs for dinner later today.
Well, for some reason, I had it in my mind that she wouldn't going to have it done until January, but anyway, so she spent Christmas convalescing.
Call it that. you don't know Bernice very well. She was up and making barbecue ribs for, what was it, 8 people, Bernice? And the kids all chipped in and helped some, but she did the main course of the ribs and all. And I about had to handcuff her to the walker. All she took was about 6 Tylenol all together, Dave.
Yeah, you know, my thing is, you know, if one works good, well, heck, then 6 would really work good. Oh, me. I'm just kidding. Well, man, she's kind of like my wife. I remember when my wife had her first hip replaced. A physical therapist came in, and she had just been in the room a few minutes from recovery. And she said, okay, well, tomorrow we're going to sit up and try to stand. And so my wife looked at her and said, I want to do it right now. And the physical therapist said, well, okay.
What was it, the next morning, right? Or the same day? Same day. And the next day they come in and we walk down the hall. And she walked up this platform of 3 stairs. They asked us how many steps we had into our house. She walked up that, and she walked down that, and said, well, you're ready to go home. But she didn't take 6 Tylenols at once. I mean, overall, I mean, they sent out pain pills and all kinds of stuff, and blood thinner. She got to take that for a month. But overall, she didn't take any pain medication other than 2 Tylenols at a time, and I think maybe a couple of ibuprofens here lately. Yeah, she's just amazing. Then I had surgery, I don't know what date that was, do you, Mom? The 26th, the day after Christmas. had, so I was kind of down for a couple of days after that, but I'm doing okay now.
KB4CPA. Well, did they finally give you a brain?
I like to kind of keep that portable microwave with me, you know, a hollow resonating cavity, and they didn't want to disturb it.
Oh, well, I'm already disturbed, so... But anyway... Well, I had my 70th birthday Saturday, and they actually surprised me. They, my family took me to Saskatoon's, and I thought it was just going to be, you know, my children and grandchildren, and my sister was here, and so I walked in, and man, there was a bunch of people there. Steve Wilder was there, and Phil was gonna be there, but he was up in Kentucky with his wife's people. I believe that's where he was. But anyway, but it was, man, it was really good. We had prime rib and all the fixings, and I really enjoyed it. 69, but now I'm 70.
You gotta give up tennis then.
The tennis don't know how old you are.
Yes. well, happy birthday. I'm belated one today. You know, I still got a hat here I can loan you, and it says something about 70 on it, and it's a gold hat they put on me for my 70th. Well, I'll be 76 this month, so I got you beat.
Well, let's see, so that'd make you born about 48, I guess. But anyway, gosh, I had something to say there, and it just went right through, right into my mind and right through it. I tell you. Go ahead.
You're doing all right for 70 if you can add that fast. Well, I can still add, but I did flunk hooked on phonics.
Phonics was that?
Phonics, that's what they give all the kids anymore, isn't it? They hadn't even heard of it back in them days when I was in school.
Yeah, they do arithmetic differently, too. I was looking at some things on Facebook one night, and these math problems came up, and they showed you how to do them, and they were like three-digit math addition, and you know... It showed you a much easier way to do that than you and I learned back in the day. And it was so fast, and I was just amazed at, you know, how easy you could, you know, get to the answer.
I agree with you emphatically. I saw some of the way they did that. There's a name for it. And it's absolutely ludicrous and stupid. It just doesn't make any sense at all to me. And my daughter's an engineer, and she agreed, but she did learn how to do it. I mean, she had to help out with the boys a little bit. But it's just kind of like the educational system nowadays. If you can't pass the test, it's the dumbing down of America. And you just lower the standards.
Well, have to lower his standards because, you know, the discipline and other things wreaking havoc on our school system, our classrooms, and it's really sad. I mean, kids come to school hungry, and you just can't teach a child when they're hungry. They're not going to learn anything because they they're hungry, and that's all they can think about, and and they don't give much. I'm not saying it's across the board, but a lot of them don't get support, you know, from the family, and it's just really sad. But anyway, I got to jump out of here a minute. I've got to make a stop here at my doctor and reschedule an appointment. So I'll be back in a minute if you're going to be there, KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I agree with you. You can't learn if you're hungry. But there's not none of them should be hungry now because they're fed free meals at school. So that's a good thing if they're eligible. Anyways, I'll talk to you later, Dave. KB4CBA, N0TR73.
0TR, KB4CBA.
I was just over here looking for some chicken powder on Amazon. Yeah, it's a shame about the educational system here. You're right, but they do that to everything. I don't know. I won't even comment anymore because I'm old. Anyways, it's a beautiful day out there. What'd you do, go get some medicine or something?
Well, I actually stopped by to reschedule my... where they're going to draw blood because they made the appointment and for me, and it doesn't suit me because I'm going to be on the tennis court. So, you know, I'll just show up at 3:00 and they'll just have to deal with it. You know, I've tried every way. They said I could reschedule it on my chart, which I have on my phone, and it does come in handy, but not for rescheduling appointments, I tell you. So anyway, I'm kind of took a back way, and I'm already pulling up on the sports club. By the way, if you go by the sign now, it doesn't say sports club. It says ACAC. So that's the company that bought the sports club. I don't know. It's been almost a year ago, I guess, now.
Doctor's got an order in for a blood test, and they'll take you back. You might wait 5 or 10 minutes, but they're very nice about it there at Greer Memorial.
This is IMA, which is just let's see, I don't even know the name of that. Oh, it's on Verde. It's almost right there at the intersection of Verde and Pelham, or Woodruff. No, that's Pelham. And saw him back in the fall that I wouldn't see him again for a year, that my insurance had changed and I wouldn't see him every 6 months, you know, but that's backwards because as you get older, you know, you feel like you need to see him more, and they're making it less. So I guess they just want you to catch something and that only the blood work would show, and you, by the time you get to the doctor, you know, it's too late and you're going to die from it.
Well, I got to have surgery whenever they schedule it, but I don't look for them to schedule it today. Nobody's working, so I'll find out about that when they're going to take those stones out of me. And it's a little more involved than the normal kidney stone thing. They go in through your back with scopes and take it out.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Tom, I don't envy you on that. Yeah, the liver's, I don't know much about it, but I do know it's a difficult organ to operate on or to get stones out of and that kind of thing. So, but I wish you well. And when are you having that done? You'll probably tell me, and then I'll think it's some other time.
Well, no, you was right about Marini's. They had her scheduled several months ago for clear up to January 27th. But they put her on a list once she got her heart checked out and everything, and if someone dropped out, and she got lucky and got in a month early. And we're glad of it, and she's doing great. And they say she'll be out running marathons before long. I hope so. It's an amazing surgery. I mean, an hour and a half, and she was out of there. And, God, look at that x-ray of it after they put it in, and then that doctor put in, as far as I know, there were hip surgeries. He did 6 surgeries that day because I asked him. Wow. Well, with mine, I don't know. They put a shunt in to bypass my kidney down to my bladder, and it's in there now, so you got to run back and forth the restroom quite a bit, but seems to work okay. I just want to get that kidney fixed while it's still going, you know.
AB4 CBA. Yeah, well, it would be a good thing to get it fixed before it quits on you. Of course, you have 2 of them, but anyway. Well, I'm sitting in the parking place here, and I got 5 minutes, so I guess I better run on in, and I'll have to make a pit stop before I go out in the court. But it is really nice out here, and maybe a little chilly, but the wind doesn't seem to be blowing very much, so that's good. But I'll talk to you later, and you behave yourself. I know you will, because Bernice is standing there, and I'm sure she's got a frying pan real close to her. Keep you in line. Somebody's got to. Anyway, 73s. Enjoy the QSO, as usual, N0TR, KB4CPA, clear after yours.
Okay, Dave. Nice talking to you. Well, she went downstairs to get a neck rub in the, one of those fancy chairs. I don't know what you call them. I call it an exercise chair. I can't use it. It's got these balls that run up and down your back, and I have such horrible back pain. I can't stand the things. She's tough. Kansas farm girl, you know, and it don't bother her. But she says the neck rub helps a lot. I'm afraid that might be the next thing she's got to get looked at. Oh, when you get old, it's doctors and bills. But it beats the alternative. It's a beautiful day, and God's got to love it, you know, and enjoy. enjoy it while we can. Take care, Dave. KB4CBA in 0TR73.